Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. Our Gunflint January is heading into its last stanza, swishing along like cross-country skis on a border country trail. I guess the age of reason is lost when contemplating the way time slips away. We've reached the meteorological coldest point of the season in this part of the world, with 1 month of the winter calendar into the books. By next week at this time, the beam of light from the February Express will be barreling toward the station. That being said, for those longing for the warmth of spring, conditions will begin slowly ticking upwards, as we've already gained a half hour of daylight since the solstice. A sure sign of Zigwan that will eventually come arrived in the mail the other day as I received the first seed and plant catalog. However, at this point, we Northwoods folks know what can happen over the next 3 to 4 months. We have yet to experience a long polar vortex, and snow in May is almost always a possibility. The recent snowmageddon was intimidating throughout the Arrowhead, with a variety of new accumulations up to nearly 20 inches. It made for difficult travel conditions, and for the first time since we've moved here, there was a warning of no travel advised on the Gunflint Trail during the height of the storm. Along the trail, depths range from near 15 inches in the mid-trail area to 6 inches up toward end of the trail at Seagull Lake. Here at the Wildersmith neighborhood, the Smiths recorded 9. Since there's no business like snow business, folks needing the white stuff to sustain their cold season livelihood are ecstatic. For those of us who have to plow, scoop, and pull it off rooftops, it's becoming a challenge finding room to stack it all. While yours truly remains passionate about the buildup and beauty of the crystallized liquid, I must confess my aging body groans a little when removal occurrences become too frequent. A couple inches are as bad as a foot. You have to deal with both. And this neighborhood gets frequent nuisance snows requiring attention. This being noted, Gunflint Trail life still beats the mayhem of urban living and heat of more preferred retirement locales. As usual, those living along the trail in the higher elevation snow zone have much more to date. At Wildersmith, we've only just surpassed the 60-inch mark since fluff was first measurable in October. Heavy snow did not deter the fisher people on opening day of lake trout season. Many settlements of temporary shacks sprung up on area lakes like plant shoots on a sunny day. The first anglers sped by Wildersmith before daylight last Saturday morning. My good friend down the Mile of Pine and a couple of buddies from Metropolis report the ice on Gunflint Lake where they were located at 15 inches with minimal slush difficulties. While their catching fortune were not too exciting, the adventure of ice fishing is always great. I'm told trout they pulled through the hole were small and not prolific, but it's likely those circumstances could change at any moment. Other anglers surely hit some big ones on at least some of the 1,500 lakes in the county. Regardless of catching fate, the lure of search will go on as it has for centuries. An interesting critter combination showed up for handouts recently. The foxy gal was here as usual and grabbed her treat, retreating some distance to gnaw on the frozen fowl. It was at this moment a pair of Whiskey Jacks swooped in, attempting to grab a share of the goodies. In this case, these treats were leftover hash browns. They had barely pecked a few shreds when the fox took notice and ran them off, once again scarfing up a poultry part and moving away to enjoy. The scene was repeated again with members of the local Blue Jay clan barging in with their great cousins, only to be dispatched once more. In the end, my furry friend prevailed, but it was not a pleasant dining experience, having to eat and run repeatedly. As I digest this happening, I'm wondering if those jacks were following that fox, knowing wherever it traveled, there was likely a morsel of nutrition to be had, perhaps like ravens and vultures pursuing land-based critters to a kill site. Sadness prevails again this week along Gunflint Lake, as word on the passing of another longtime resident has been received. Barbara Graham of Des Moines, Iowa, and a seasonal resident on the Mile of Pine, passed away on Wednesday, January 15th, in hospice care at the age of 97. Barbara and husband John, who preceded her in death, were among the earliest residents along Gunflint Lake on the Mile of Pine, dating back into the early 1960s. Barbara was a charming friend and neighbor. She so loved this special place. Barbara and her family have supported many causes along the Gunflint Trail with gracious philanthropic acts of kindness. Gunflint community condolences are extended to her family and many friends. For WTIP, this is Wilder Smith on the Gunflint Trail, where we savor the majesty of every day in this natural world.